Victoria's Secret brand CEO resigns in less than a year after series of woke blunders. By Paul Bois on January 6, 2023. Victoria's Secret brand CEO Amy Hawke resigned from her position after less than a year on the job amid the company's disastrous woke reforms. The company announced on Tuesday that Hawke would be stepping down from her position as CEO of its pink apparel brand for teens and the overall company brand. Martin Waters, CEO of parent company Victoria's Secret & Co., will take her place, according to CNN Business. Shares of Victoria's Secret dropped 8% on the news during after-hours trading Tuesday, noted the outlet. Sales tumbled in 2020 during the peak of COVID-19 but bounced back in 2021. They are projected to fall by up to 7% this year, it added. Hawke rose to brand CEO as the company made several woke reforms. From its shelving of the Angels fashion shows to its selection of transgender model Valentina Sampaio as a brand ambassador. As Breitbart News reported in 2021, Victoria's Secret is remodeling its stores across the globe and throwing out its iconic Angels imagery, hot pink color scheme, and sexy decor as part of its larger rebranding effort. One that's been criticized as woke and performative by former models and included naming women's soccer player Megan Rapinoe and transgender model Valentina Sampaio brand ambassadors. After canceling its annual fashion show in November 2019, Victoria's Secret is now erasing the brand's longtime Angels aesthetic that helped turn supermodels like Heidi Klum, Tyra Banks, Ariana Lima, Alessandra Ambrosio, Karlie Kloss, and Candice Swanepoel into household names. Last May, Victoria's Secret announced that it would permanently close around 250 stores in the U.S. and Canada in 2020. Its parent company L Brands said overall sales for the 3 months ended May 2 fell 37% compared with a year ago. Gross profit fell 59%. The company lost $275.2 million in the quarter, compared with net income of $40.30 a year ago. Profits per share were down 807% for a loss of 99 cents per share, Breitbart News reported. At the height of the rebranding, former Victoria's Secret model Bridget Malcolm slammed the changes as a joke. "Your performative allyship is a joke," Malcolm said in a TikTok video.